Welcome to Season 6, Episode 6 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a woman caught in adultery. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about this topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. In John chapter 8, Jesus was in the temple and the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman before him who had allegedly been caught in the act of adultery. Now, some have tried to use this account in John chapter 8 to argue that we should not try to strictly follow God's law. But as we look at the passage, what we can see is that Jesus teaches the exact opposite. We need to be careful and diligent to follow what the Word of God teaches. Now, the scribes and Pharisees brought this woman before Jesus, claiming that she had been caught in adultery in the very act, in verse 4. Then they tested Jesus. Verse 5 says, "Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then do you say?" They were trying to find some reason to accuse him, presumably either to take him before the Roman rulers or to turn the people against him, whichever answer Jesus gave, they were trying to use it in one of those two ways. But in either case, Jesus ignored their question. So they pressed him and wanted him to give a response and to give an answer to their question. That the law says to stone this woman, well, what do you say? Jesus says in verse 7, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And then, as John records, one by one, each of them left until there was no one there who remained but Jesus and the woman who had been brought before him. And so Jesus asked her, "Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more." And they're in verses 10 and 11 of John chapter 8. Now, at a quick glance, when you read through those first 11 verses, it might appear that Jesus let this woman get away with adultery, even though the law condemned her to death. And we would conclude that just by a quick reading, and that Jesus allowed her to get away with the adultery and did not condemn her simply because there were no sinless individuals there to begin the stoning. But that is not what the passage is teaching. In order to understand the passage, we have to understand what the law of Moses actually said with regard to this situation. In Leviticus 20 and verse 10, it says, "The adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." But when we read the account, the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman before Jesus without bringing the man who had supposedly committed adultery with her. Why was she brought alone? Where was the man from this alleged adultery? The law demanded that both be brought and put to death, but only one was brought here to Jesus. Furthermore, the law indicated who it was who was to throw the first stone. Deuteronomy 17 and verse 7 says, "The hand of the witnesses shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hand of all the people." Whoever was without sin, as Jesus said, which means whoever was a witness to the adultery and was judging and condemning this woman according to the law of Moses, they were to cast the first stone. But there was no one who could do this. So one by one, they left. Jesus was not showing us that we can have a casual attitude towards God's law. Instead, he was teaching the importance of strict adherence to what God has revealed. Who was the one who was being loose with the scriptures? It wasn't Jesus. Jesus wasn't bending the rules in order to spare this woman who was caught in adultery. He was the one who was following the rules. The scribes and Pharisees were the ones who were trying to bend the law and bring this woman alone without bringing the man. and bringing this woman and wanting to stone her without any witnesses. They were the ones who were doing that, not Jesus. The ones who tried to condemn this woman outside of the law, they were the ones who were being loose with the scriptures. It's also interesting to see what Jesus told this woman after everyone departed. In verse 11, he says, "Go, from now on, sin no more." Why would Jesus tell her to sin no more if obedience to God's law was unnecessary or not all that important? Why did he say this if his point to the Pharisees was that seeking God's mercy is more important than complying with his law? Jesus was teaching of the role that both God and man have to play in salvation. God extends his mercy, but man must believe and obey his word. It's certainly not an easy command to fulfill, go and sin no more. But that's the goal that this woman was given. That's the goal that we are to strive for. In Matthew 5:48, we are told to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. In 1 John 2 and verse 1, John says that he's writing these things that we may not sin. That's the goal, that we not sin. Now, if we fall, God is ready and willing to forgive as long as we still have life and this earth still stands. But instead of using his grace as an excuse for sin, as Jude verse 4 talks about a license for immorality, we instead need to use our time here as an opportunity to move further away from sin and become more like God, more like Christ, who left a perfect and sinless example. And so there in John chapter 8, with that account with the woman who was caught in adultery, or allegedly caught in adultery, the point is not that, well, we can disregard what the scriptures say. That's not what Jesus was doing. He was saying, you need to follow what the law says. And when he sent the woman away, go and sin no more. Follow what God's word says. Strive to remove sin from your life. That's the point that we need to get from that account in John chapter 8. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we'll be talking about Caiaphas's prophecy. Until then, I hope you have a great week.